from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
Fair or Foul, we do this bad boy every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Without further ado, let's jump right in it. Story time, voting, got a little long, but I love to let this baby breathe. We'll turn it over to our fantastic producer, Jordan Schultze.
Appreciate you all. Home run
Dutch
derby.
Brothers famous.
Oh, very, very much so. I really do deserve like a hot tub at the Dutch Brothers Manor that's for sale down in Medford right now. Schultze hot tub, please. All right,
you mispronounced Methford.
Yes, I did. I forgot. Sorry, guys. Crystal Methford down there selling beautiful houses. All right, wanted to try
She's
to stump.
Hot.
Yeah, baby. Wanted to try to stump you guys regarding some home runs since we are close to the All-Star break and they changed the rules. For the home run derby, was looking at a lot of the great home run hitters in the past five seasons at MLB, and two names in the top 10 kind of surprised me, but one in the top five, that one really surprised me, just because you really feel like you don't hear him as much or hear about him as much anymore, just because you're hearing about guys like Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani. So fair or foul, Pete Alonso, guys, fair or foul, Pete Alonso, the polar bear, has the most home runs in all of MLB in the last five seasons. Fair or foul?
Just in the season? We're not talking home run derby. We're just talking the season.
We are talking the last five seasons to this point.
Ooh, baby, this is a tough. This is tough, Jordan. I know you're thinking about this a lot. The polar bear is my favorite animal in the kingdom. There's something magical about the polar bear to me. They are an apex predator. They are from my area. Ish. I find the polar bear absolutely fascinating animal. Now, I don't love Pete Alonso as much as I love polar bears, but I think Pete Alonso is really good. And as we talk about us Mariner fans over here looking at how can we make this team a little bit better, is Pete Alonso the answer? What does Pete Alonso cost?
Harry Ford? Sure, I'll do it.
As long as it's not Harry Ford and
Cole Emerson.
And
see, so, and a starting pitcher.
Yeah. And like a Woo, yeah, or a Miller. Yeah. But there is something I love about Pete Alonso. I think Pete Alonso brings a lot of character. I think he brings a lot of maturity, leadership, stuff like that. And for no reason other than I think he's a decent guy, I'll say fair. I think he probably averages 33 a year. The only person I would think that might have more home runs than him in that time would be Kyle Schwarber. That would be my only thought. Maybe Judge, but I'd probably say Schwarber.
Say it to me one more time, Schultzy.
All right, fair or foul, Pete Alonso has the most home runs in all of MLB in the last five seasons. Fair or foul?
Last five seasons.
COVID short year.
And technically, I'm going July 2, 2019 to today, 2024.
Fair enough.
I just can't.
Nobody hit 70 bombs in the first 3 months of 19.
That's true. I just can't believe that.
I know, it's kind of wild to think about, right? But maybe that's why he's as popular as he is.
I'm just trying to think of, over the last 5 years, who has been healthy, consistent, had that pop.
That's why I like Schwarber. Judge, obviously, I mean, 61 is 30 more than Alonso's ever hit.
I don't know.
Well, maybe that's not true, but you know what I mean.
You know, I'm thinking of the guy who's at, who just popped out for the Dodgers, Freeman, but I don't know if he's been hitting that many home runs or as many as Pete Alonso. I'm going to say foul. The question is not guess who has more. So I am going to say foul, that there is somebody that has more home runs. But I think Schultzy is leading me astray here.
Yeah, you are right, Joe. I am leading you astray. But only by 17 home runs. Pete Alonso does not have the most. It is actually Aaron Judge with 199.
Is Pete number two?
He is. He is number two at 182 home runs.
See, 62 in 1 year is like
the difference.
2 years of home runs.
But y'all remember Pete Alonso's rookie year, 53 home runs, which I think people have kind of forgotten about.
I have already forgotten about it, and you just told me that. Who is number three? Do you have that list still
in front
of you? I do.
Yeah, Matt Olson at 173, tied with Kyle Schwarber for third.
That is a deal for the Atlanta Braves for Matt Olson. Jeez Louise. And then Schwarber tied with him.
And then Ohtani at five at 163. This is the other name that surprised me because you just don't hear about him because they're so bad. The Red Sox, Rafael Devers, their third baseman. 147 homers, tied with Jose Ramirez. So a little bit crazier that to see him in the top 10, but Juan Soto, Yordan Alvarez, and Marcus Simeon rounding out that list.
Wow. Jose decked him. Jose decked him.
Yes, he did. All right, on to question number two. Sticking with the Boston Red Sox, they've got a really good young player right now, guys. Jaren Duran has been hitting off his earth this season.
Yeah, he's had like a 12-game hit streak, something like that.
287 average, 351 on base percentage, almost an 850 OPS, 40 RBIs, 21 stolen bases. This stat, though, kind of caught me off guard. I get it, he plays in Fenway, but fair foul, Boston Red Sox outfielder Jaren Duran has had as many triples as he does home runs this year. Fair or foul? He has had as many triples as home runs. So same number. Fair or foul?
Part of me wants to ask how many home runs he has. You know, like
I'll give it to you if you'd like.
Yeah.
10 home runs. 10 home runs.
All right, and how many triples does he have?
Well, shut the hell up.
Well, I know Bobby Witt.
Damn it.
I believe Bobby Witt was leading the league in triples for a while. But I don't know if he has been passed.
I'm going to say fair, because that would be a pretty cool stat. Especially to have that many triples this point in the season. I kind of want that to be the case.
I will say foul, because I think they suck and he sucks, and it's Bobby Witt in the lead with triples.
Well, no. They don't suck, and they very well could probably take a wild card spot this year. So.
Joe is 2-for-2 tonight, unfortunately, on the stat questions.
Unfortunately, Schultzy just played his cards that Joe Fisher sucks, apparently.
I was more saying unfortunate for you, Patrick, but but yes.
No, I get it. Anti-Joe Fisher.
I have secret Joe Fisher hate over here, apparently.
Jordan Schultz secretly hates Joe Fisher. Not secret anymore.
So it is fair. He is sitting at 10 apiece triples and home runs. Bobby Witt Jr. has 9 triples.
I knew I was onto something with Bobby Witt.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sneaky third place, Anthony Volpe with third. So I didn't even really know that. So good for him. He's fast.
He's been having a great year at the dish.
I had a...
Somehow the Yankees are good.
I had a $5,000 card signed by him, and I sold it.
Anthony Volpe?
Yeah. It was like a very, very early rookie card of his. It was signed. It was like an out of 25, like very, very rare parallel, and I sold it way too early.
Oh, boy. Hopefully it's in the garbage or like a dumpster somewhere and you can't, don't feel bad. Like, oh, the next owner, like, just totally, you know, mismanaged the card.
Oh, no, I saw it. It got graded out perfectly and he's got, you know, $10,000 sitting in a, you know, safety deposit box right now
in that card.
So
down goes Schultzy.
It sucks. That's definitely one of my worst decisions as far as sports memorabilia goes. Fair or foul number three. All right, moving on to the trade deadline, guys. A couple of moves that I think need to be made in questions three and four, ones I'll address. Let's start off with the Toronto Blue Jays. We've been hearing all the rumors about Vladimir Guerrero being on the move. I, however, think it's a little bit of a misnomer, even though you're having a down season, to give up on the best player that's been on your roster for the past, like, what, five, 6 years?
Since Roy Halladay?
Yeah, pretty much. And not wanting to spend the money on a player like that, I think, is asinine. So fair or foul, guys, the Toronto Blue Jays will trade first baseman Vladimir Guerrero Jr. by the deadline. Fair or foul?
I'll take this first. I'll start off and say foul. And the reason I say foul is I think the teams that would be best suited for Vladdy don't have the resources to get him. You know, I know the media wants to shove down our throats Vladdy in New York. But what is New York sending? New York is not sending anything to Toronto that is worth that. Now, you look at a team like the Dodgers, they have the capital to send for Vladdy, but they don't need him. They got Freeman at first. They got Shohei as a DH. Where am I going to put Vladdy? Take the flip side of that. The Mariners, I think the Mariners have capital to send to Toronto to get Vladdy, but is Vladdy going to come out to Seattle? I don't think so. So I don't think where it fits and what it costs meets in the middle, and I will say foul. I think he's in Toronto, and they lock him up.
They should maybe trade him, but I could see them.
I agree with you, Joe. I think they should deal him.
I lean towards they should, but I could live in a world where they say, we'll get rid of everybody else.
Yeah.
But we're keeping Vlad. Like, we're going to build around him. We're going to manage this roster a little bit better, but keep him because he is clearly an MVP caliber player.
His old man was Canadian. He's Canadian.
Am I crazy, though, that what if we saw a little first baseman for first baseman swap and the New York Mets go after him?
Pete Alonso? Well,
send Pete to Toronto. They won't end up giving him a long-term deal.
But
you're going to have to pay out the ass for Vladimir down the road anyways.
But Pete Alonso would just be a rental, and a rental for what? To finish fourth instead of fifth?
And then you have a complete rebuild restart.
And then he walks and you get nothing for Vladdy?
Well, I mean, you have some, you know, prospects that come along with that deal if you're Toronto.
Just the Mets scared out of their wits that they can't re-sign Pete Alonso. And if I was Pete Alonso, I wouldn't re-sign there either. City Field is a dumpster fire if you hit home runs.
I think it'd be interesting. The Mets, the Grimace Mets, making a little surge here, and then you get Vladdy on the team to give you some more oomph in that lineup, and you have some on-base.
I mean, I would watch.
You have a hitter as well.
I would watch the fire.
It's obviously you're going to have, you know, Pete Alonso can get you home runs, but as far as having a consistent on-base presence like Vladimir Guerrero, I mean, I'm talking crazy, but also I think that if Toronto fully wanted to do a restart, you get Pete Alonso back, but you ask for a hell lot of prospects as well.
It's crazy, man.
All right, guys, got to round out Fair Foul with a question about my, I would say, crappy Seattle Mariners right now. Losing to the Baltimore Orioles, probably not going to win this series.
Hey, what you going to do? Eh?
Strike out more, because that's what they've been doing. Hey, you talking to me? No,
Grayrod will
out.
Do that to you, man.
Grayrod threw well tonight.
I did ask you guys about Mitch Garver a few weeks ago. He is still one of the worst, actually not one of, the worst statistical batter qualifying in all of MLB at 170. And the Mariners have not one, not two, but four hitters in the bottom 20 of qualifying batting averages in all of major leagues. Another one of those guys, second baseman Jorge Polanco. He has missed some time with injury, but even when he's played, only hitting a .197, hit a few homers, but dude is like barely above .280 for on base percentage. So I'm not liking the numbers. Fair or foul, guys. The Seattle Mariners should say uncle and move on from second baseman Jorge Polanco. Really quickly, let me compare him. He's batting .197, 5 home runs, 15 RBIs, to Colton Wong's 2 home runs, 19 RBIs, and .165 before he was jettisoned by the Mariners.
Wasn't Jorge Polanco a guy that DePoto had been eyeing for years?
For years. This was an apparent DePoto guy. Yes.
You know what? What's he batting?
.197.
Well, the team is averaging .218.
That's fair.
So I would argue that Polanco is actually closer to the middle than other people. I will actually say foul, because it's like Mitch Garver sucks and Mitch Garver got hurt and thank God he's out now. But who's coming in?
Yeah.
Like who?
Sebi Zavala.
Who are you bringing in? I don't got any options for you. Like, this guy, at least this guy's closer to the team average than the other dude. I'd keep Polanco.
I would keep him as well, because you need, like, 7 batters. You need to make, like, 7 moves.
Yeah, getting rid of Polanco ain't the answer.
Call me crazy, but how about a little first base for first base swap? Ty France for Vladimir Guerrero Jr.?
Dude, Ty France and Emerson Hancock for Pete Alonso. Let's effing go.
It's going to take more than Emerson. They're going to ask for Wu and Ty France. Would you do that?
Wu and Ty France? Yeah, because I think Wu might have Tommy John, so yeah, you can have him.
What about Emerson? Cold Emerson and Ty France. They're number one prospect. Personally, I'd give up anybody. I'd give them all up.
But again, though, my problem with Pete Alonso in New York is that ballpark sucks, but so does T-Mobile.
As of 2 days ago, Mariners with a MLB worst batting average, .218.
By .218.
And leading in strikeouts as well.
Yeah, it ain't good. It ain't good. All right, that is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.